Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Raw Thoughts from A, where we leave the filters at the door and talk about the stuff we usually keep buried. I'm Alex, and today we're diving into the beautiful, chaotic, overwhelming season of life known as your 20s or 30s. That weird stretch of time where you're not a kid anymore, but you're also not fully together. Or at least the way you thought you'd be by now. Some days you feel like you're thriving, other days you feel like you're just trying to breathe. So let's talk about it. Not the highlight reel, the real reel. Because navigating this chapter, no one teaches you how to do it, but you're not alone. Let's start with the supposed to syndrome, because this one hits hard. By the way, by the time you're in your late 20s or early 30s, you're supposed to have a real career, inverted commas in the real. Be in a serious relationship, or married, own a house, have savings. Be traveling, be mentally stable, have life all figured out. That's the checklist, right? That invisible script that someone handed us without permission. And when your reality doesn't match it, you feel like you're falling behind. But here's the truth that no one puts on Instagram. There is no timeline, and there is no one-size-fits-all route to adulthood. Some people peak at 22. Some people don't figure out who they are until 39. You are not late. You're just on your own time. Losing and finding yourself again and again is the next part. Your 20s and 30s are filled with contradiction. You build yourself up and then realize parts of you were never really you to begin with. So you let them go and start again. It's a cycle of evolving, shedding, growing, breaking, and rebuilding. Some people call it a quarter life crisis. Others call it growth. I call it necessary chaos. Because how are you supposed to know what you want if you've never questioned everything you were taught? Let yourself pivot. Let yourself outgrow people, cities, jobs, dreams. It doesn't make you flaky. It makes you alive. And look, everyone's figuring it out. Let's be honest. We all feel like imposters, even the people who look put together. The truth is, most of us just are really good at hiding how confused we feel. You might think, everyone else is ahead. I should be doing more. Why does it look so easy for them? But remember, you're comparing your behind the scenes to the highlight reel. That's not fair. To you or them. The friend who just got engaged, they might be questioning everything behind closed doors. The coworker who just got promoted might be battling burnout and imposter syndrome. No one has it figured out. We're all just guessing better as we go. In your 20s and 30s, it's easy to get caught chasing big milestones, but don't sleep on the small wins. They matter, like a lot. Things like finally saying no to something that drains you, cooking dinner instead of spiraling, not texting that toxic ex, going to therapy, speaking kindly to yourself, waking up on time, saying, I don't know, but I'll figure it out. These are victories, invisible to most, but life-changing for you. This is how you build a life, brick by brick, day by day. Don't rush the foundation just to decorate the walls. And I want you to hear this clearly. You have permission to not have it all together, to question, to cry, to celebrate, to fall, to bloom late, just to bloom again. You have permission to change your mind, start over, take breaks, ask for help, rest without guilt, want more, want less, not know who you are yet. You don't need to earn your worth by performing stability. You are already worthy, even in your uncertainty. So if you're in your 20s or 30s and you feel like you're lost, like you're behind, like everyone else has got the map and you're just guessing directions, take a breath. You're not broken. You're becoming. And if no one's told you lately, I'm proud of you. For staying, for trying, for feeling, even when it's messy. This has been Raw Thoughts from A, real talk for real life. Take your time and you'll find your way. I'll see you in the next one.